This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Joycast of the Woods, celebrating the bear community. With your host, Mark Haddon, on Joy And welcome to the Woods on Joy 94.9. You're with Mark Haddon, and we have got an absolutely packed show tonight. That first song that you heard there was, of course, The Beards, and you should consider having sex with a bearded man, and there's plenty of bearded men in the studio tonight. And I'll go around and introduce everyone. First of all, of course, as usual, as like we did last week, because we've only been on 2 weeks now, yep. We have Luke the Wonder Cub. How are you going, Luke?
Yeah, I'm good. It's good to be back. And yeah, the room is full of bears. It's the fullest I've seen this studio in a long time, so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, in the 2 weeks we've been on it.
Yeah. But I mean, in terms of, I've looked through the studio glass a few times, and there's some very large men in here. It's very exciting.
Yes.
I'm pretty excited about it anyway, but that's just me.
It is. No, it is very exciting. And next up, I have Nick Laws and Neil Allerhead from Vic Bears. Hi, guys.
Hello, how are you going? We're actually sharing the mic tonight, so come on, Neil, come over and say hi.
Hello.
It's going to get very cozy over in that corner, I think.
It will be.
Yeah, it's all part of the plan.
Exactly. And, of course, tonight's episode, we're going to be dedicating to the beard. And seeing we've got the beard episode tonight, I had to invite my friend in, Neil White, who has the most fantastic beard in the world. And he's a bit of our beard guru tonight. Good evening, Neil.
Hello there. Well, I hope I can give a bit more information than what most people would know. So we'll just see how we go.
We shall indeed. And let's start off. We've got a lot on our plate tonight, but we do want you to participate in the show. Let us know what you're thinking. You can contact us. You can get in touch with us through the Woods Facebook page, and you can find that by typing in the Woods on Joy 94.9. And we'd love your comments. Yeah, so we've got heaps on the show. It's all about beards or for those. Now, I've been practicing this all day. It's Pongophile. Pongophile? Pongonophile.
Pongonophile.
Pongonophile? Pongonophile.
Pongonophile.
People who love beards.
Should we all?
And I'm just going to play for you now a little vox pop I actually recorded on Boxing Day at Boxing Day Bears. And I've just asked people, what is their perfect beard? What is your perfect beard?
Short, clippered, grey, silver grey, fairly thick, but nicely trimmed around the edges.
Full-on ginger-type beard, but obviously short and grey is also acceptable.
I don't know if I have a perfect beard. A good, full, dark beard.
Don't know. Bushman beards are a bit of a turn-off, so as long as it's doesn't go below the nipple, perhaps. That could be my rule of thumb, but
perfect beard. I don't know. I would say that I pretty much like any beard that I've seen, as long as it's there. I haven't really thought about it much. I'd have to think about it.
Perfect beard. Oh, that's difficult. As long as it's nicely shaped. I'm not so keen on the mutton chop sideburns and things like that. A good goatee always works for me.
Well kept, but full.
Not mine. So, look, just well maintained, really. I don't care about its colour or whatever. So, yeah.
Very similar to my own. It's nice and short and very well kept. Just a little bit of a flavour saver for any spills you might have.
Fairly shortish, to a degree manicured. Well looked after beard.
Nice, trim, short, kept, not too long. Don't want to be able to braid that.
Jeez, not too long, not too short. Probably even, I guess. Yeah.
Dead Kelly.
Probably a 3-day growth, sort of groomed. Yeah.
Jack Radcliffe.
I'm all for the shape. I like a substantial, like a bit of gripping. Pardon me, bit of gripping space there. The Lincoln beard. Big fan of the Lincoln beard.
Melbourne's most uplifting station, Joy 94.9.
And you're on Joy 94.9, and this is The Woods. And look at the Wonder Cub. We've already had an SMS in tonight. I can't even say that. SMS in tonight.
Hooray.
Who did we have call in, Luke?
We had a message from Mansa Bear that I'm not if I'm going to read it on the air, but I wanted to say thank you for the message. Really appreciate it. And
he's blushing, Mansa Bear. He's blushing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you don't. So thank you very much, Mansa Bear, for the message. Lovely. Now, Neil Oland, not Neil White. It's going to be confusing tonight with two Neils in the studio.
We're twins.
It's like Dumber and Dumber or Tweedledee, Tweedledum. Not Dumber and Dumber, sorry.
Dumber and Dumber. How about Beater and Beardier or something?
That's better. Beater and Beardier. You win the Beardier.
Yes.
I'm just starting and you're fully fledged.
I think Neil White wins the Beardier. No worries. Out of all of us, hands down.
Beards down.
Though I have to say, you know, at the recent beard competition, maybe his boyfriend did win a prize and he didn't. Can you believe it? No. And I was a judge. But I was a judge, so I can't say anything.
biased, so biased.
I know. Neil, I just want to touch with... There's a new Bear Heart event coming up soon.
There is. It is Aqua Bear, and it's actually going to be on in between Fur and Spit Roast. It's basically we're taking over two lanes of the Collingwood Leisure Centre and we're actually having aerobics. We're going to do bear aerobics, which we're calling Aqua Bear.
It's so brilliant.
It's going to be fun. It's a new initiative to tackle our health and also to have fun. Like I said, it's on the 25th of January at 1:45 and it's a gold coin donation. So we're not actually saying that it's a full price, just gold coin donation. So
does it cost to get into the pool or...
It doesn't cost to get into the pool.
There you go. My God.
Yes.
And I just thought that was a great idea. I mean, I know you do the Bears on the Prowl.
That's right, yes. We're starting that back up in February because it's been so hot, we're giving it a bit of a break because we don't want to get burnt.
Yeah. I mean, for us bigger bears that maybe have some joint problems, I was very happy to see a pool event because I like going to the pool and it's like, it's probably for me, it's preferable to walking around a park. And I just thought, what a great idea. You've given us some variety there, which is fantastic.
And that's why we've done it. We've done it for that reason and also because of people that have back problems because, as you know, water takes your weight off your body so that it's a lot easier. They can move around. The only stipulation that we have is that you actually do wear togs. It's not like Wet on Wellington and Bear Soup where you can go all in the buff. We are actually needing people to wear togs. Yes, very nice to wear togs.
Yes, and if, you know, there are, as you said, there are other events that you can not wear togs, like Bear Soup that's coming
up. Exactly.
And what else have we got over Bear Fest? We've got quite a few events coming up.
We do have quite a few. We've got Fur, and we've got Under Bear, and we've got the Spit Roast. And
don't forget the big one as well.
Very big one, the Mr. Vic Bear comp.
Yeah, I mean, that's just going to be amazing. Amazing contestants.
Really amazing hosts, apparently, as well.
I was waiting for it. Thank you very much.
That's all right.
What I'll do is I'll pass you on to Nick.
I'd just like to say, if you are interested in entering the Mr. Vic Bears competition, it's the inaugural Mr. Vic Bears competition, you can email the president. Can I give the email?
You definitely can.
Email the president, Peter Undy, president@vicbears.org.au, and let him know you're interested in entering. And you do need to be a current Vic Bears member for 2014.
To enter. Okay.
That's right.
All right. So go to the Vic Bears website for all the details of everything on Bear Fest. It's going to be fantastic. I know I'm going to most of the events. Can't wait for it. It's going to be great. Let's start talking a little bit about why we're here today, and that's beards. Facial hair or your moustaches can be included. And what is a bear without a beard? You can still be a bear without a beard. But
I think that just adds to the whole idea of it, though, doesn't it? You've got the facial fur. It's all part of it. So,
I mean, let's face it. We've got five people sitting around mics here, and every single one of us has facial hair.
Yeah.
Not all the same, of course. I think Neil and Luke and I have the full beards, and Neil O and Nick have
the committee. Goatees. The committee are doing the old-fashioned goatee from the 90s. I think it must be. So
is that part of the plan tonight? Was it you dressed the same, wore the same outfit?
Exactly. We're twins,
beard-wise.
Yeah, and I mean, I was looking today about recent news items about beards, and I thought, well, what is making the news? And there was a few things coming up. The first thing I saw is that 2013 apparently was the first year ever that razor sales went down in the UK and the US. I don't know if it's the same in Australia. And I believe, what are they blaming, Neil, for that occurrence?
Well, apparently they're blaming I suppose it's really just the new hipster movement with people growing beards and growing their hair out and doing the braids and everything like that. Yeah, and there's people also wanting to shave these days and wanting to sort of be proud and grow it long.
So. Exactly. And, I mean, I actually got this story from the Daily Telegraph in the UK, and they were saying they're also blaming it on the cult of celebrity, that all the celebrities are starting to grow beards, like George Clooney, and there's a very popular newsreader in the UK, Jeremy Paxton, and he grew a beard during the year, and they're saying this cult of beard celebrities.
I think Madonna did too, didn't she?
I think she did, indeed.
I think it's funny that you mentioned the hipsters growing beards now, because I kind of feel like a beard hipster in the sense that I feel like I had a beard before it was cool. I had a beard a long time ago, and all of a sudden beards have come in as this really big thing.
Yeah.
But I've always had a beard. Now everyone's growing a beard, and
does that actually make you a hipster? Well,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, hipsters growing beards, but am I a beard hipster myself?
You were before it was.
Yeah. You're pre-hipster, so you're PH.
Oh, good. That's important.
Yeah, you're PH.
But does it now that there are everyone growing beards, does it devalue the worth of our beards now because everyone's doing it? It's like,
I think it might, because now everyone's trying to compete with me, you know. I was in a Macca's late one night, like 3 a.m, in Melbourne City, and there was a random guy with a beard standing near the counter, and he looked at me and just yelled, "Beard off!" And I went, "What?" And he went, "Beard off, it's a challenge, it's a beard off." And everyone Macca's started looking at us and started cheering on the beards, like this beard contest, this impromptu thing that happened in McDonald's at 3 a.m, and I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know this was a thing. Has anyone else been challenged to a beard off before, or is it just me that's lucky at 3 a.m. in Melbourne?
I think that's just something that happens at 3 a.m. at McDonald's. Yeah, I guess it was on Smith Street, was it?
No, it was on Elizabeth Street, right in the centre of town. Yeah. So anyway, I'm not sure who won, but I left pretty quickly after that.
So. Yeah, so I could imagine. Yeah. And but you know, the old panonophile, or that's the people who like it, but the opposite of that is panonophobe, and it's people who don't like beards. And there are also in the news some examples of panonophobes. That's a tongue twister, those two.
It's such a hard one.
And the biggest person that does not like a beard is the Queen herself. Can you believe it or not? The Queen doesn't like a beard.
I've just realised, obviously, because the Duke is clean-shaven all the time, isn't he?
And apparently all her household staff are enforced to have be beardless. And she has just recently scolded young Prince Harry, because when he was on one of his overseas trips, and I can't remember exactly which one it was, he came back with a beard.
And he looked hot.
Oh, he did, didn't he? I have to say.
He did already, but it just went the hairy Harry factor went right up.
Yeah, and I mean, as we heard in the little vox pop before, quite a few people like the ginger beards, and he had a very nice little ginger full beard happening.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, and he's not the only person that doesn't like a beard. Apparently, the Canadian ice hockey team manager doesn't like a beard either. He's instructed all the Winter Olympic athletes on the ice hockey team to shave their beards off for the Olympics. I think that's a crime.
Does he think it affects performance? I don't understand that.
I think he wants everyone to be uniform for the if they win and they have a team photo, and
they should all grow beards. They should be forced to grow beards, not forced to shave them. Yeah.
They should be forced to grow beards.
Surely to keep them warm, wouldn't it?
Well, yes.
Well, I mean, if they had the beard, you know what I mean?
Well, I suppose it is cold over there at the moment in Canada, so yes. The other story I saw, which I thought was really cute, was there's a guy over in Portland, Oregon, who was brought some eggs home to hatch. He thought they were chicken eggs, and one turned out to be a duckling. And apparently the duckling needs to be kept warm when it's born out of the egg, and apparently the mother duck puts it under its wing, and it keeps it at a certain temperature, and it's quite safe and secure there. But this guy found that the only place that he could keep the duck, the duckling, nice and warm and at the right temperature, as if he put a towel around his neck and he put the duckling under his beard. So it acted like a little wing. And I thought that it was. And if you go to the internet and look up this story, it's very cute. It shows the duckling growing up and him snuggling in under the beard. It's very cute.
I was just thinking, what a very, very smelly neck you'd have, though, after a week of having a duck stuffed up underneath your chin like that.
I was about to ask you, Neil, because you've got a pretty impressive beard. Have you ever had any wildlife living in your beard?
Undoubtedly, yes, but I just haven't pulled anything out of there.
Haven't found
like a duck.
Yet.
No,
I bet you pulled a few things out of that.
I have, okay, but not a duck.
Does it actually officially make you duck face?
I don't know. Got a comedian in the room.
So, well, that leads us on to, I mean, let's face it. I mean, one of the things having a beard and people who want to have beards, they always ask about grooming. So, Neil, what would you suggest about keeping your beard?
Well, everyone has a different sort of idea of what is a groomed beard and what isn't. Like, you know, you can have a full-length beard like I have. I'm hopefully going to grow mine out to terminal length, which means you grow it till it stops growing. Some people's terminal length can go down below belt line. Some will be shorter. Some can go down to the ground. That doesn't necessarily mean it's not groomed or taken care of. You know, you can oil your beard, you can brush and comb your beard and all that sort of stuff as well. It doesn't, just because you don't cut it in or keep it trimmed close to your jawline doesn't necessarily mean it's not groomed. But yeah, I mean, yeah, there's just so many different types and styles. And I think also historically, I think it's almost like a cycle. If you go back, like you were saying before about the Queen, well, her father had a beard, very well known for it. Her father's father had a beard. And you just sort of look at all these historical figures, Karl Marx, beard. So many people had beards, Darwin. All of these people had beards. And yet, for some reason, it's been in more recent years, beards have been sort of classed as being untidy, unsightly. Mm. But it was actually a thing of quite, you know, strength and distinguishedness and
yeah.
All that.
I was actually talking to my partner about this today, and he said that it's what was called the American President's Syndrome. Basically, what happened is that back in the day, it was a sign of prestige to have a nicely groomed beard. But then when disposable razors came in, it was then a sign of prosperity if you were clean-shaven, because you could afford disposable razors, and not many people could. So I believe, I can't remember which president it was, but at a certain point you'll see that the presidents of the USA stopped having beards, and ever since then, every single president since then is clean-shaven. And it was meant to be a sign of prosperity and that they were well-to-do, basically. So, and I mean, let's hope that that changes. I mean, we've got Hillary Clinton probably going for office next time. Maybe she can grow a beard.
That's right. Get your beard out, Hillary. Come on.
Exactly.
I don't care if there's a bit of grey in it. I don't care. Just get your beard out.
Get your tips from Madonna.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right. Look, the other thing that's on tonight's show is I do have a very special interview that I have. It is a pre-recorded interview. I recorded it a couple of weeks ago, and it's with the band. It's with Nathaniel Beard.
Nathaniel.
From the Beards, the band. I mean, I think most bears probably know of the Beards. They are a band who basically all they do is sing songs about beards. And they've had three albums out. When I was talking to them, they were actually up in Somersby near Gosford recording their fourth studio album, all about beards. And right at the moment, they're in Europe doing their European tour. And we actually have a little exclusive in the second part of the interview about what they're doing after that. But I'm just going to play some ads, and then we're going to have the first part of the interview with Nathaniel Beard from The Beards.
That's not an office.
Beard love, and it's a part of us all. Beard love. In a bearded way, we're all gay. We're all gay. We're all gay. In a bearded way, we're all gay. We're all gay. We're all gay. In a bearded way.
Durham the Woods with Mark Haddon. We have been joined on the phone by none other than the Beard's bass guitarist, Nathaniel Beard. Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Mate, it's good to be talking to a bearded man.
It definitely is. I agree.
I'll tell you, we do that many interviews with beardless people, it starts to really grate on you. And it's good to be speaking to someone who has a beard and who the majority of his audience has a beard as well. That's excellent.
I would say about 95% of my audience, all the bears out there, have beards. And lots of beard love going on in the community, I can tell you.
Yeah, and our band is 75% large bearded men as well.
Only 75%?
Well, I'm a bearded man, but not... I'm tall. I'm not that large, I guess. I'm 6 foot, but but we've got some big units in the band.
Johan and John.
Johan, yeah.
And
John,
Facey.
John Newman Jr., Facey McStublington. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, you're a four-piece. Now, you're originally out of Adelaide, is that right?
Yeah, we are. We still live in Adelaide, actually, but yeah, we are... We started there and we spend a lot of time in the Sydney kind of area as well. Yeah.
Excellent. Talking about beards, I did see on YouTube, you guys went in 2009 over to the World Beard Championships in Alaska.
Yes, we did. The World Beard and Moustache Championship in Anchorage.
And not only that, you took a team called the Bushrangers and you performed at the opening gig.
We did, and we were also the first ever Australian team to compete on the world stage as professional beard growers.
What category did you go into?
I was actually in the sideburns/mutton chops category because I had long chops that were connected by my moustache, but my chin was bare, which was controversial for a band that preaches the virtues of having a beard. And I eventually grew my whole beard over because I'd inevitably have someone in the audience, normally a beardless person, yelling out, "The bass player has a moustache, not a beard." But in my opinion, if it connects burn to burn, it's still a beard.
Exactly.
But,
it's facial hair.
I decided to change it up anyway, and now I've got the full Bushranger.
Brilliant. That's excellent. And you actually did a documentary while you were there as well, I saw online.
We had a camera guy with us following us around, and it's up there.
Girt by Beard, I believe it's called.
Girt by Beard, yeah, it sort of follows us around. So it was back in the old days.
Yeah, and you took you actually were the main interviewer of all the contestants, weren't you?
I did. I was interviewing some people there. It was good to be among so many. We like any situation where there's a large concentration of beards around because in general society, in day-to-day life, we find that the ratio of bearded to non-bearded is just appalling. It's been getting better, but there needs to be just more beards out there, and that's why we exist, and that's why we've, for the last 8 years, developed what we're doing and written a whole bunch of musical propaganda and just put out record after record about nothing but beards.
Exactly. Every song. Every song is about beards.
Mm, yeah, we're actually recording our fourth album right now. We're out near Gosford on the Central Coast.
Yes.
And, we've been recording a new 11 songs about beards.
Brilliant. Gosford is actually my hometown. I grew up in Gosford.
Is it?
I hope it's given you some bearded love up there and they're treating you well.
Yeah, well, we've rarely gone into the town. We're kind of on the edge of a forest.
In Somersby, aren't you?
Yeah, Somersby, yeah.
Yeah, I know it well. Now, this is your fourth album. In the past, you've had some brilliant tracks. If Your Dad Doesn't Have a Beard, you've Got Two Mums, Got Me a Beard, Beard Accessory Store, Beard Love. You should consider having sex with a bearded man, which happens to be my favourite.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Considering who you're talking to, yeah. Do you have a favourite song?
I really like a song off our second album called Shaved Off His Beard.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my favourite songs that we've done. But there's also one on the new record that's really good, and you might like too. It's called There's a Bearded Man Inside Me.
That sounds brilliant. I can't wait.
It's about how in every man, deep down, there's a bearded man waiting to get out.
And some women as well, I'm sure.
Well, every person, really.
Exactly.
I think that everyone has the potential to grow a beard. It's just they need to realise that potential. And often the only barrier between, you know, growing a beard and not growing a beard is doubt and a lack of self-belief.
And I mean, you've got to, you know, it's in your heart, and you got to love the beard. I mean, we recently held at Vic Bears, the local bear club down here, held a beard moustache competition, and I happened to be the judge, which was fantastic because I got to connect with all those beards. Have you guys done anything like that? Had beard competitions judged?
Well, we've occasionally held beard competitions on stage at our shows. That's happened from time to time. We've decided let's have a beard comp, and we'll judge it and get bearded people on stage. But aside from competitions that we've personally orchestrated, we haven't judged any other competitions. But we would, and we would do literally anything for the opportunity to be around more beards.
Well, if you're down here, down in Melbourne next year when the beard competition's on, we'll get you along. That's for sure. And you're on Joy 94.9 with Mark Haddon and Luke the Wonder Cub and, oh, here we go, Neil White and Neil Owerland and Nick Laws, and we're all here on the Woods tonight, and we're talking about beards, and of course that was the first half of our interview with Nathaniel Beard from The Beards, and I'm going to play the second half in just a little bit. Neil White, you're a big fan of the beards, aren't you?
Yes, well, actually, I am, and also my other half, Tom is also. We saw them in Sydney. I used to live up in Sydney a few years ago, well, a year or so back now. We saw them up there for the first time, and we've seen them down here a couple of times now in Melbourne. But they're fantastic. We always try to get down the very, very front. And, and actually one of their songs, which is You Should Consider Having Sex with a Bearded Man, straight after they sang that, when we were up in Sydney, we made out in the middle of the floor, and we just had a lot of people just clapping and congratulating and sort of screaming out beard love and all that sort of stuff, which was great. It was really, really good.
That's so brilliant.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Now, we've had a few more emails, Luke, and text messages.
Yeah, some more text messages, and one in particular saying, "Beards rock" from a bearded Cairns admirer. So, good hi to Ricky and Jason up in Cairns.
Oh, I was just going to say, I bet that's Ricky and Jason. So, hi, guys.
Hi. Vic Bears alumni. So, hi up in Cairns, and thanks for the message.
Yep. Now, let's go. We'll continue with this this beard fancier's delight tonight. Now, we heard in that interview there that the Beards actually took the first Australian team over to Anchorage in Alaska in 2009 for the World Champion Beard and Moustache Championships. Neil, you sort of follow the World Championships, don't you?
Well, I am a little bit of a fan, I've got to say.
Obsessed, I'd say.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. There are a lot, especially in America, there is a hell of a lot of beard clubs over there. Pretty much every single state would have one, and there's probably a lot of counties that would have multiples within the states as well. So it's almost to the point over there that there is more competitions than what people have money to get round to from one competition to another, so they tend to pick which ones they want to go to very carefully. Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of us have probably watched Whisker Wars, the TV program, which followed around, well, mainly, I suppose, Jack Passion, who was...
Yes, well, he's been sort of out of the scene for a little bit, for probably about a year now. I don't think there's been much about him at all going around.
No, and in fact, I don't think he's been around since Anchorage, actually. He did win in Brighton, in England, in 2007, and then he won again for Full Beard, we're talking about, which is, I suppose, is Full Beard the big prize? Is that the big one?
The full beard is pretty much the main one. It's the marathon out of bearding. Yeah,
because there's four main categories, and then there's subcategories in each
section. Exactly. Yeah.
So the first one is moustache, I believe.
Yes.
And there's six categories in moustache, including natural, which is a natural moustache. English, which I found interesting, which is a long, thin moustache, which apparently you can't wax.
It's different. Different categories have different sort of rulings. So some of them you can use product in the beard or in the moustache, and other categories you can't. So it does depend on what category that you're entering into. Freestyle, full beard freestyle is actually one that is very, very popular. Getting a lot of attention in the scene at the moment anyway, because you've got people like Arnie Biederfeld, who's quite amazing the way that he just can sort of sculpt his beard into some fantastic designs. So
yeah, and I mean if you've watched with scores or if you have seen any of the coverage of the World Championships, the Germans especially, I think, are just amazing the way they get those shapes happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've seen people like making an entire bird cage out of their beard.
Yeah.
Completely with a bird in it and stuff like that. Just how does that happen?
I think even at our little beard and moustache competition that they had at Vic Bears last... Oh, God, when was that? That was a couple of months ago now, wasn't it?
November, I think it was.
November. Of course, your partner, Neil, won the freestyle section.
Yes,
with a magnificent creation. And I believe it took... he did smell like grandmother. So I believe there was a few cans of hairspray involved.
Yes, that is the downside. I actually was thinking about doing a freestyle to wear in here tonight, and I didn't because I knew that in this circumfined space, you'd all pass out.
We'd all faint. Yeah.
The old can of Pink Seedle sort of Nana 1970s hairspray. You go through about half a can of hairspray to get anything sort of holding.
I have a friend who references hair height by Seedle, a number of Seedle cans. So was that a one Seedle for you, Tom, or two Seedle? Or
half
a seedle.
Tom's hiding in the background and he's not talking this week. So, but yes, one and a half. But Tom will actually be on next week's show. So we'll be looking forward to that. There's actually a new category that just started this year, I believe, in Germany, which was the
trend beard,
which I found interesting. Now, what's the deal with the trend beard?
Well, with Trendbeard, the category Trendbeard, it has been going around for a few years now, but as far as a world championship level, it was in Germany for the first time this past year, 2013. The hair can't be any more than 1 centimetre in length, and it's pretty much just shaved and sculpted out patterns and designs in the beard. So you can have a very short, stubbly beard, I suppose, and you can just do sort of like fleur-de-lis sort of patterns or whatever sort of patterns you want to sort of do.
They could do some sort of sponsorship or...
Exactly, yeah. like cut-ins and all that sort of stuff. So,
yeah. So, and you see that a lot in people's hair, but this is with the actual beards.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think they said in the rules that if you do have any patterns in the hair, it will get disregarded and they've only allowed to consider what was on the beard area.
I didn't realise it was all so complex. I had no idea this sort of stuff happened. It was that intense competition.
It's all around the world. It's like I don't know if Australia's actually sent anyone since 2009. Do you know if anyone's been representing Australia?
Not that I'm aware of, not in the World Championships anyway. I know that there's been a few. I know Aussie Beard, who is the president of the Australian Beard and Moustache Club. I know that he went to a competition, I think, last year in Vegas. But other than that, I don't think there's been any Australian
participants.
Yep. So we're due for one, is what we're saying.
Yes. Well, I think Neil, if you can get across to, is it now? Yeah, where's the next one getting held this year? Do you know?
I think that's in Portland.
Portland, Oregon, yes.
In Oregon, yeah.
And I think it's in September. In fact, I know it's in September. I looked it up earlier. but there was a little bit of controversy in the States, wasn't there, about the naming rights to the beard
competition? Yeah, well, there is a particular person over there in the States that actually registered the name for World Beard and Moustache Competition as a trademark over there. So it's sort of like they've sort of, I suppose, put an ownership on it, which is sort of, I suppose, annoyed and pissed off the Germans a little bit as well, and a lot of people in the bearding community, to be quite honest about it. There's a lot of people over there that think it's a very unfair thing because it's just his way of trying to control it. Is how a lot of people seem to be seeing that as being anyway.
Yep. Okay, I think it's time for a few messages. Then we'll come back. Now, after the messages, I'm going to play a song by the Beards. And it is the one Nathaniel said is his favourite. It's Shave Off His Beard. And after that song, we'll continue on with the interview as well. So we'll be back soon.
Shaved off his beard and now he's dead. And there once was a girl and her husband had a beard. She asked him to shave it off and now she's dead. Now she's dead.
Now she's dead.
Now she's dead.
Now she's dead.
Now he's dead.
Now he's dead.
Now he's dead. Now they're dead.
Now they're dead.
Had a funeral. The people who attended are now dead. And so the grave digger came to bury the bodies. And he had a beard and can't be killed. Can't be killed. Darren Hinch. He shaved off his beard and now he's shit. Now he's shit. And it's a part of our soul. Beard love, we're all proud to say that every one of us is gay in a bearded way. We're all gay. We're all gay. We're all gay in a bearded way. We're all gay. We're all gay. We're all gay. In a bearded way. We're all gay.
You have got a massive tour coming up.
We saw the Australian one?
Oh, I was talking about the Euro one. The Euro.
Oh, yeah.
You're about to grow a beard tour.
The Euro about to grow a beard tour, yeah. That is going to be big, but starting in next May, I don't think this is announced yet, but starting next May, we've got an even bigger tour, and that's of Australia.
That's fantastic. I was going to ask you, I hadn't seen anything on the website, so I take it you're going everywhere, are you?
We are. I believe we're literally playing everywhere we've ever played before, and then some.
So, fantastic.
We'll be going all over the country.
So you'll be definitely in Melbourne at some point?
Definitely.
Well, guys, you'll have to come into the studio and say hello, and we'll get you in and get you some time on air at Joy.
That sounds ideal.
Brilliant. Just with you back to your European tour, I tell you what, you're going everywhere in Europe, and you're not taking a breath, are you?
Yeah, there's very little time for breaks, and we'll be sleeping on the bus.
You're literally going day to day to different cities, like from Germany to Denmark, back to Germany, then over to Holland, England, Ireland, my God, and you hardly got a day in between.
Yeah, it's weird. You get to sort of see cities you've never been to before for about 8 hours, and then you have to go to sound check, and you play the show, and then the next morning you wake up in another city. So, you know, it's weird just going to all these cities and just sort of seeing a tiny glimpse of them.
Any city you're looking forward to the most?
Well, we love going to Glasgow.
I lived in Glasgow too, yay.
Oh, yeah, they love their... I don't know if they did when you lived there, but right now, beards are quite popular in Glasgow, and that's good. Also, other sort of bastions of the beard include Hamburg and Berlin. We've got some good loyalty over there from proud bearded men. And just all over the UK, there's a lot of beard love at the moment. Good beard culture developing across the world.
It is. Now, you were meant to go off to America this year as well, weren't you?
Yeah, our visas unfortunately were declined.
Wow, what happened? That's crazy.
It's been hard to get a straight answer about it, but basically we didn't have the required sponsorship level that we needed to get over there, and bureaucracy stood in the way of us going, which also caused our Canadian tour to be cancelled. But it was, in a way, a blessing in disguise because it gave us these 4 or 5 free weeks that we had in which we did a huge amount of writing for our album that we're recording right now. And I don't know when we would have had time to write those songs if we were on tour in the States.
Well, that's definitely a silver lining for us. We get some new songs out of you. Now, is there any other hints to maybe some titles of some new songs on the album?
Yeah, sure. We've got a song on the album called Damn, That's a Nice Beard. We've got a song called Hey You, Grow a Beard. And we've got a song called The Bearded Pledge as well, amongst many others.
Beard lovers out there, I mean, obviously know your stuff. And I'd say in the bear community, I'd say most people would know who you are and can't wait for you to come back to Melbourne. And I thank you very much for taking time out of you recording your fourth album.
Oh, yeah, not a problem.
I know you're in the studio right now recording.
My bass parts are down.
Oh, excellent. Very good. So the other guys are in there working away, are they?
I believe Faith McStubblington's putting down some vocals right now. I put down some this morning. And, yeah, we're sort of on the home stretch of this session, but we've got another session coming up in March.
Fantastic. Do we know what the album's going to be titled yet?
Well, I might give you a sneak preview. We're floating the idea of calling it The Beard Album.
Of course. Perfect.
Yeah, because our other three albums, you know, looking back on them, they don't really articulate strongly enough just how passionately we feel about beards. And
Beards might have had a inkling of what was going on there.
Yeah, it's kind of in the right direction, but it just wasn't, you know, beardy enough. But I feel like the Beard Album will encapsulate all of our views about beards and convey the strength of our convictions appropriately.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
Hey, thank you for having a beard.
Thank you for promoting beard and beard love around the world. You know, you're a great ambassador for the beard, and love having you on Joy. Definitely one of this show's favourite bands, that's for sure.
Beards.
Thanks, mate. And we've come to the end of The Woods on Joy 94.9 for tonight. I'd just like to give a big thanks to all the guests in the studio tonight. Nick and Neil from Vic Bears, thank you very much. Thank you very much to Neil White, our beard guru for the night. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks for having me.
And, of course, Luke the Wonder Cub, thank you very much for being in the studio again.
Woof, grr. Anytime.
Yep, and, of course, Luke will be with us hopefully again next week and on a semi-regular basis, as I said.
Yeah, I'll pop back in. That's
exactly.
Fine.
And thank you for joining us. Tune in next week. We're going to be talking about Bear Youth and maybe some video gaming stuff as well. We'll leave you tonight with Pete Stratham and Good Times. Good night. ¶¶ Thank you for listening. This has been a Joycast for Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.